Steve, Rob and Katie are about to leave. And you're going to stand there and stare at an empty room or come downstairs and say goodbye to them?
I'll be down in a minute, Charlie.
All right.
We'll only be down the block, Dad.
Oh, hi, Katie. Well, I guess they've got everything, huh?
It looks so bare. Remember when Mr. Storfman built this room? The fights he and Uncle Charlie had? Anything you want, Mrs., you just tell me. Are we doing the right thing, Dad?
No, of course not. Rob's out of school now. The kids need a mother and father. Now the house full of uncles and grandfathers and Uncle Charlie's.
You graduate from college, and you think everything is great, then you walk into a room and you find your wife in the arms of another man. Oh, boy. The room looks awful.
Well, that's why I'm in the arms of another man.
Where are the babies now?
They're in the back seat of the car with Uncle Charlie.
Well, we better get down there before he spoils little Charlie and gives the other two a complex.
It's gonna be weird around here without Robbie and Katie and the babies.
Well, Robbie and Katie ought to be having dinner about now.
No, I'd say they're feeding the babies about now.
Does somebody want to talk about something besides Robbie and Katie and the babies?
Well, I can't get them off my mind. Besides, I forgot how to cook for just four people.
Well, I imagine Kate and Rob are sitting down to dinner about now.
I just said that. Oh.
Do you like it?
Great.
I mean the food.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It seems like we should be having champagne or something for our first meal in our new apartment.
Honey, the root beer's fine, and so is the canned tuna. To us.
To us. And to Dad.
To Dad?
Yeah. He's not happy.
Sure he is. What do you mean?
He's just surface happy. Oh, he has his house and his sons and Uncle Charlie and a good job.
You're not doing your case any good with that kind of argument.
Don't you see? Well, when we were there, he had the babies to fuss over, and well, he even had me to be masculine at when I screamed about spiders. What's he got now?
No.
No what?
No, you're not going to match him up with some female.
Well, she's not just some female, Rob.
If you only knew how pretty and guilty you look. Okay, Katie, who is she? And forget the whole thing.
All I'm asking is that we invite Dad for dinner to meet her. Well, he can make up his own mind.
Honey, he won't be making up his own mind. You'll be making up his mind. Who is she?
Well, she's a friend of my mother's. And she's a widow. And she's pretty. And she's very bright. And her name is Millicent Sawyer. And...
You've already asked her.
A week from Sunday.
To Katie Douglas, the meddler.
I'll drink to that.
I keep telling you, Steve, tie your socks together before you throw them down the laundry chute.
I thought I was doing that, Charlie.
Yeah, well, somewhere between here and the washer, they get separated.
Well, I'll tie them tighter.
Yeah, you keep saying that, but you don't do it. I got a whole basket full of socks that don't match.
Is something bothering you?
Heck no. But you going over there for dinner and... forget it.
Charlie, Katie just wants me to meet this woman, that's all.
She's trying to get you married.
Oh?
I asked her and she said yes. You're supposed to be lonely and you need a wife. Her very words, Steve.
Well, Charlie, would it be so terrible if I liked this woman? I mean, suppose I did get married again someday.
Well, what happens to us around here?
Well, nothing would change. I mean, she'd have to take me and you and the boys and Tramp just the way we are.
Well, why didn't you say so? Here, you better stick this in your pocket. And it wouldn't hurt to squirt another shot of this aftershave on your jowls either.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Are you trying to marry me off?
Sure, why not?
Dad, could I see you?
Well, Ernie, it's a little late. Is it important?
Yeah. I'm in a sort of a jam with this Mrs. Harper.
What's a Mrs. Harper?
That substitute teacher. She sort of wants to talk to you, Dad. Tomorrow after school.
Well, Ernie, I'm sorry you didn't tell me about this sooner. I've got to go now, but we'll discuss it at breakfast in the morning, hmm?
Where are you going?
Over to Robbie and Katie's to get married.
I didn't see you behind the door there. Say, you really fixed the place up, Katie.
Thank you.
Yeah, I helped too, you know.
Oh, I know that.
Dad, I'd like you to meet Millicent.
Oh.
Millicent, this is my father-in-law, Steve Douglas. Millicent Sawyer, Dad.
Well, how do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Douglas?
Sit down.
Thanks.
Oh, Mr. Douglas, would you mind sitting on my right? Light on the right, bereft on the left.
Oh. Well, no, not at all.
Dad, I'll get you something to drink.
Yeah, well, thanks, Ron.
Millicent was the only one who predicted triplets, Dad.
Is that so?
I'll be right back.
You, predicted triplets?
Mm-hmm.
You see, Kathleen has 8 letters in it. Rob has 3. Katie's maiden name, Miller, has 6 letters in it. Her married name has 7. 3 from 7 is 5, 6 from 7 is 1, 5 and 1 are 6, divided by 2 parents, which makes 3.
Yeah, I've always thought 3 from 7 is 4.
Oh, well, isn't that what I said?
Well, possibly. And Rob's full name is Robert. That's 6 letters.
What sign were you born under, Mr. Douglas?
Oh, I'm not sure. The birthday's the end of August. I guess that's Virgo, isn't it?
That accounts for it. There's a streak of doubt in many Virgos.
Here you go, Dad.
Oh, thanks, Ron.
Is it too early to ask you to sit down? I'm afraid I mistimed the roast.
Oh, that's all right, kid. We'll just bring these along.
Dad, you sit at the head of the table. Millicent, over here. And Rob...
Oh, Katie. You forgot. Light on the right.
Bereft on the left.
Well, you better sit here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, morning, Ern.
About Mrs. Harper. We were supposed to talk about her at breakfast.
Yes, I know, but I'm going to have to skip breakfast this morning. I rolled over and turned off the alarm, I guess. What about Mrs. Harper?
You're supposed to be there about 4.
Be where?
Mrs. Harper's room. 112. That's on the main floor near the water fountain.
All right. But what's the problem?
Well, Mrs. Harper teaches in one of those rooms where the desks aren't fastened to the floor. So the other day, I got the kids to change them all around. So we were facing backwards when she walked in. Well, it seemed kind of funny at the time.
And because it seems so funny, I have to go over there and straighten it out.
Well, I think she wants to talk to you about something else, Dad. I came up with sort of an F on my last test.
Hey, Steve, I forgot to ask you. How was that dame that Katie fixed you up with last night?
Oh, she seemed pleasant enough. Charlie, you're going to have to figure out some type of restriction for Ernie. He came up with sort of an F on a test. I won't have breakfast this morning, Charlie. I'm late. See ya.
Room 112, near the water fountain. Figured out any restrictions yet?
How does the Chinese water torture strike you?
You know, Dad and Millicent seem to talk a lot, don't you think? Or are they just being polite?
Well, a little of both, I guess.
Dad did seem to like her, don't you think?
Katie, what is going on in that matchmaking head of yours?
Nothing. Only we can't go to the concert Wednesday night, and I thought maybe Dad could use the tickets and take Millicent.
Uh-huh. Well, let's leave that up to Dad. You know, I had a sheet of yellow paper with numbers on it.
Hello? Oh, Millicent! How weird. Rob and I were just talking about you. No, it's not a bit too early. Oh, I see. Well, of course. No, I agree with you. Honesty is the only way. Thanks for calling.
Who's that?
Millicent.
And?
She doesn't care for Dad.
She what?
She says he's very nice. But she thinks that his mind is closed on certain subjects. And besides, the number of letters in their names clash.
Good. Goodbye.
I'm looking for Mrs. Harper.
Oh, well, I'm Barbara Harper.
Oh. I'm Steve Douglas, Ernie's father.
Oh, yes.
You're just leaving?
Yes, I have a little girl to get home to.
Oh, I guess I am a little late. I'm sorry. I got tied up.
That's all right. Do you mind if we talk on the way to my car?
No, that'd be fine. Here, let me help you with those.
No, thank you.
Ernie tells me he got sort of an F in his last test.
Well, sort of.
Of course, I've never looked at it quite that way, Mrs. Harper. I guess I belong to the wait-and-see-what-happens school of thought.
Well, so do I, but, well, sometimes we don't have the luxury of time. Who was that man, for example, that you mentioned earlier, the one who worked at your plant?
Oh, you mean the test pilot, Jeff Stevens?
Well, now there's a man who can't wait and see. I mean, he has to react almost by instinct, wouldn't you say, Mr. Douglas?
Well, not completely. We try to eliminate the human error factor as much as possible.
If Dad got there at 4 o'clock, how come it's taken him so long to get home?
They're just chopping you up kind of fine, that's all.
All I did was have a little fun and flunk one test.
I got a feeling you should have passed the test and flunked the fun.
What could they be talking about all this time?
You know, in a way, I'm almost afraid to take that first trip to Europe. I anticipate too much.
You've never been out of the country?
Oh, before my husband died, we had some crazy idea about hiding away on a Greek island, taking the baby for a couple of years, just the three of us.
First time I went to Paris, the company sent me. I spent the entire time at a drafting table in my hotel room.
Did you ever go back to Paris, I mean?
Oh, yes, we went back once. I took the boys with me. Waiter, check, please. Does your mother still worry about you?
Oh, don't they all?
I guess so. You have your own built-in babysitter, huh?
She's wonderful with Dodie. I don't know what I'd do without her.
Very lucky.
You know, I know somebody who works at your plant. Mary Elliott. She's somebody's secretary. Maybe you've run into her.
No, I think I've heard the name, though.
What does it matter? Is it really true what you said earlier about metal fatigue? I mean, is that measurable?
Oh, yes. Yes, it varies with the alloys, but it's a factor that all of us take into account.
Rob?
Huh?
Suppose Dad calls Millicent for a date.
Yeah, he might call her. So what?
Well, so she'd turn him down. And then he'd be hurt.
I don't think Dad is that thin-skinned. Good night.
Somebody ought to tell him.
Well, not me. Good night.
I'll tell him tomorrow.
Fine.
How do you tell a man a woman doesn't like him?
A man is about to tell a woman the very same thing if she doesn't stop talking.
Poor Dad.
Well, I'm not sure I'd put it quite that way, Barbara, but I think you're right about too much psychology and not enough common sense.
Exactly, Steve. You know, I find myself explaining things to Dodie, who, after all, is only a baby, as if she were a college professor. I mean, I think it's a good idea to give them the reason for punishment, but I think we've become much too permissive in our society. I think your Uncle Charlie has the right idea.
Well, of course, I'm not sure Uncle Charlie is too familiar with Freud.
Did he really tell Chip's guitar teacher that he looked like a chipmunk?
Oh, sure. He also advised the poor guy to get into a fight and have somebody knock his teeth out so he could start all over again. And then he offered to be the one to do it.
You know, that's terrible. But it's funny. After all, he was picking on Chip.
Who's there?
Man, Uncle Charlie, you scared me.
Oh, it's you. What are you doing stomping around the kitchen this time of the night?
I was just looking to see if Dad's car was in the driveway. He's not home yet.
Since when is he on the curfew?
I keep wondering what he and Mrs. Harper said about me.
Oh, well, they'll probably have you guillotined in the morning.
They've been talking about me all this time. I'm going to get creamed real good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Say, Ernie, it's kind of late. What are you doing up?
Alice Ledfoot here. We're just checking to see if you was home.
Oh.
Did you talk to Mrs. Harper?
Yes, I had dinner with her.
Man.
As a matter of fact, I just left her.
And now, look, Steve, just because the kid turned a few chairs around and flunked a little bit doesn't mean you have to go and have a peace conference about it.
What did she say?
About what, Ernie?
About me.
Oh. Come to think of it, we never got around to you. Come on, it's late. Get up to bed. Good night, Charlie.
Night. Uncle Charlie said Dad didn't even talk to her about you.
Yeah. Then all she said to you in school today was bone up a little?
Well, she said more than that. She said with my background, I ought to be ashamed of myself.
What background?
I think she meant Dad.
Hi, you guys.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Who's watching the kids?
Katie's aunt. Say, is Dad home? And if he is, would you mind getting lost? Katie would like to talk to him privately.
Well, what about?
If they told you that, it wouldn't be private.
He's upstairs, Rob, and we ought to be up there doing our homework, Ernie.
Well, I'd rather do my homework down here.
What do you want him to do? Draw you a picture? I'll tell him you're here.
Thanks.
How do you tell a man like Dad that somebody doesn't like him?
Easy. You just don't open your mouth.
Well, he's going to find out as soon as he asks her for a date.
Katie, number one, if I know Dad, he won't even remember her name. And number two, if he called her, what makes you think that you would do a better job of letting him down than she would?
I don't know.
Hi, Kate. Rob?
Hi, Dad.
The boy said you wanted to see me.
Yeah, in a way.
Oh, before I forget, Uncle Charlie tells me you have a couple of tickets to a concert tomorrow night that you won't be using.
I didn't know you were that crazy about concerts.
Well, Kate, it all depends upon who you go with.
Yeah, I have them right here, Dad.
Oh, good. Say, before I take them, I better do a little checking. I mean, if she can't go, why, you can give them to somebody else.
Don't be surprised if she can't.
Hello, Barbara. This is Steve.
Barbara.
Say, I have a chance to get a couple of tickets for a concert tomorrow night. Do you think you'd be able to go? Well, that's great. Yeah. Well, tell me, how was your day?
I don't know why we're making such a big deal out of it. Dad's been out with lots of women.
Not like this. He's only known her 2 days, and I'll bet he's called her 40 times.
Listen to you gossiping like a couple of old ladies. Now, Dad's found someone he likes, and I think it's wonderful. Honey, we better get going home.
Well, don't go marrying him off so fast. Uncle Charlie, tell Dad goodbye for us.
Okay.
Well, hey, Kate, Rob, you're not leaving.
Yeah, they figured the babies would be shaving by the time you got off the phone.
Oh, sorry. But, Kate, wasn't there something you wanted to tell me?
Not anymore.
Hello? Sure, Barbara. Surprise for you. Something you forgot to mention.
Hi. I guess we didn't get around to that, did we? Well, I'll pick you up around 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Tell her I think it's wonderful.
See, I've got a better idea. Why don't I pick you up around 6 and we can have dinner at the music center?
There he goes again.
Well, I think it's...
We know. You think it's wonderful. So long, Uncle Charlie.
Bye.
Good night.
Yeah, it looks down on the mall in the... Oh, a couple of blocks. Jim. No, I don't think I remember that.
Ian, so you won't starve to death. Good night.
You see, Charlie and the boys and I only got out to California about 3 years ago. No.